Well, good evening, Warrior fans, wherever you are, and welcome to Amity Warrior Basketball tonight. The first league game of the 22-23 season, Ron.
Yeah.
From Scio, where the Loggers are pretty bad in boys and girls basketball this year. It's been quite a while since they had any good basketball programs. They had a good volleyball program this year. One of the best in our league this last year in volleyball, but hasn't translated to their basketball floor. Well, tonight, it's a little different. First half of the season, they're going boys first, then girls. So we're going to have the varsity boys rolling out here, followed by the varsity girls at about 7:30-ish. And so looking at the boys team here from Scio, they come in 3-7. And looking for a common opponent. Their only common opponent is they played Klatskanai and lost 60-51. The Warriors beat Klatskanai 57-28. Now, if I remember that game, we took our foot off the gas in like the halftime.
Middle of third quarter.
I mean, yeah. Because it was really ugly. Like, I want to say they had like 12 points or something at halftime. Something like that. Or 9 points at halftime. It was really bad.
Well, their one league win is on last Tuesday was Jefferson.
Jefferson's
1-10.
Yeah. So, okay. So what we're saying is that Devin should be able to use his entire bench tonight, be able to get minutes, get some guys back into shape. He's had Trent out. Trent's starting tonight, but he's been out for a couple of weeks. So game conditions. He hasn't played a game in 2 weeks.
No.
You know, so it's a chance for him to get back and without any pressure. A chance for Keon Vrell to get his legs back in the game. It's been, what, 3 weeks since he's played? Something like that? It's been a while. He had pneumonia. And so he's been out, right? So a chance for some of these guys to kind of get their legs back, some game action without a lot of pressure. Warriors should be able to offensively and defensively kind of do anything they want. And I think defensively especially, we're going to be able to really shut them down.
Well, we can't afford to get into a game like we did with Country Christian. Country Christian got into a real ratty game.
Yeah.
And that's the one where we had 38 fouls. And we just need to play solid, good basketball. Don't turn the ball over. Play good defense. Typical what we need to do. But the defense needs to really step up. And some of our guys their shooting's getting a lot better, but we still got a long ways to go. We haven't really come up with a solid one or two guys that can bury a three. Out of five times.
It looks 80%. You want 80% well, three-point shooters?
My goodness.
Your bar's low.
Without defense. What I'm saying, I watch them in practice without defense, and they can't make two out of five
yeah.
or one out of five with no defense. So
it looks like right now the best three-point shooters that we've seen in the last couple of weeks, Mike Mather's starting to step up and be consistent. And then Andrew Grove starting to knock down his pretty consistently. And then behind that,
if Trent comes back like he was the first part of the season,
that gives you a third one.
Yes.
And George Meeker's been shooting the ball well
yeah.
from everywhere.
Well, George is going to get his garbage. He's a garbage man.
Not an insult.
Most of his shots are in the key and just scramble
baskets. Or broken plays.
Yeah.
Where he just winds up at the three-point line with nobody on him and the ball because it was just one of those plays.
Right.
But he'll knock down almost any shot he has available to him.
Yeah,
he just believes that ball is always going in, and it does, right? He does a lot of things unorthodox on the floor, but he gets really good results. He was probably our leading scorer over at the tournament at Salem Academy, I would think.
Oh yeah,
because he had 20 something the last game.
Berkey's been putting in some extra time after practice with a lot of shooting, probably at least another 10, 15, 20 minutes after practice working on his shot.
Yep,
and so's Andrew, so's Mike. It's. They just got to get the ball in the hand and shoot. That's
yeah.
the thing is.
So the other thing I'd like to see, and I have no idea if Devin's going to do this or not, but his brother and I were talking, and his brother says to me, you think Devin's going to start figuring out to play Gavin on the top of the 1-3-1?
Oh, gee whiz.
I said, I don't know. I'm not going to say anything. You can.
Or else transplant Gavin's brain into JJ because they're both built the same.
Yeah.
JJ's got longer arms, but JJ doesn't have that twitch muscle that Gavin does.
Gavin at the top of the 1-3-1 in short bursts.
Yeah.
Right? We've talked about this. Really like to see Gavin play about 3 minutes at a time but know that he's coming out then, but not because he did something wrong, and then he's going to go back in for another 2 or 3 minute burst. Because very few, I don't think any other kid on our team has the ability to impact the game so quickly
in
as
short,
Gavin.
Such a short
on
period.
Both ends of the floor.
Yeah.
Just good stuff happens, but only for a couple of minutes, and then bad things start to happen sometimes when he gets a little tired or frustrated. And so I think, at some point, I think, you know, you'd like to see Devin kind of figure out a rotation that involves a regular dosage of Gavin, because, man, he can impact a game in 2 and 3 minute chunks like nobody else.
Well, so is Reagan. I mean, Reagan can make things happen for 2 or 3 minutes, and when they get the ball, the guards have got to just come and grab it out of their hands. A defensive rebound, they just need to come and get it. Because when the longer they have the ball,
the worse it gets. All right, we're going to take a break and be right back with starting lineups here on KLYC 1260 AM, McMinnville. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Getting ready to go on the first quarter here. Starters for the Warriors tonight, it's going to be Andrew Grove, Evan Berkey, Trent Carton, Colby Nyseth, and J.J. Howard. For Sio, it's going to be number two, Gabe. Oh, boy. Let me listen. Nikichuk. All right. Number three is Carson Avery, another sophomore, a junior. Number 12, Kyle Ennis. Number 20, Braden McIntyre, a junior. And number 23, Andrew Ferguson, a senior. So Gabe Nikichuk. I got to work on that. So decent crowd on hand here tonight in Sio for basketball. Not quite as many as they get for wrestling. You come here for a wrestling match, this place is packed.
I imagine.
It is. It's a pretty good environment.
Yep.
They'll get two mats out there, and they came here my first year in Amity. I came here to watch some of our wrestlers, and it was an impressive thing. All right, ready to go. Warriors in their traveling black uniforms with royal trim and white numbers and letters. Sio with their beaver colors, wearing the white uniforms with orange numbers and trim, a little bit of black piping. Sio, one of multiple teams with orange and black. YC, Willamina, Sio. We're ready
Taft.
To roll.
What's Taft?
Taft is black. Yeah, black and orange. Man. Tap ball goes to Trent Carton. Over to Grove. Grove looks at the three. Back on top to Carton. Swings left angle. They go high post JJ. Ooh, had the move. Didn't take it. They go back to him. Back
man.
Out to Evan on top. Trent, 22-and-a-half footer.
Yeah.
Good. Right there what we're talking about. Brings another three-point shooter to the floor. JJ, I think, had that first time he had the ball, I think he had the move and just didn't take it. JJ with a steal down the sideline. They get it to Carton, and Carton is fouled by number 12. That is Kyle Ennis. JJ, the beneficiary of a really bad pass up the sideline there. Good pressure up high on the sideline, and they just, JJ jumped that passing lane. Try to go high post, knocked away, over to Carton, looks down low to JJ on the left side, spins back to the right, traveled, got away with it up with the left hand, misses, gets it back, puts it up, and missed again. Rebound to number 20, that's McIntyre. McIntyre brings it up himself. Is swinging around the left side to Nikichuk. Nikichuk. He misses. Rebound inside. Trent throws it ahead to JJ out in front. Takes it in with the left hand. Lays it up and in as he extends away from McIntyre. Pretty tough to do anything about that shot. He takes that so far out to the side and then lays it up over the top of the defense. They break the pressure inside out to Nikichuk. He takes a little short jumper. No good. JJ tips and it's out of bounds. Oh, we got a break there. JJ tipped that one out of bounds and they give it to the Warriors. Warriors basketball up 5-0 here early in the first quarter.
There's a press. We'll see.
2-2-1 pressure. Good for the Warriors to work on this break. Carton swings it across to Berkey. Starts to drive. Hooks it down low to JJ. Pump fake. Lays it up. Oh, I thought he missed it. He got it to drop. Woo! Rolled that one around the rim. Good press break by the Warriors. JJ the beneficiary of good ball movement and him getting to the right spot on that press break.
Colby
with a steal on the pressure but loses it to Ferguson. Ferguson. Cross court to McIntyre, right wing three, high arc, he missed everything, inside Ennis.
Travel.
Yep. Wasn't sure if that's what they were going to call or a foul there for a second, you never know. And a quick timeout, 30 second variety taken. I'm not sure who took it. 30-second timeout.
He's going to point.
Yep.
Sorry.
Taken by the coach of Sio. It's a 7-0 Warrior lead right out of the bat here. And good ball movement.
Well, I've seen, which we haven't seen in the previous, you didn't see the first two games, but the previous eight games, is J.J. running the court. He hasn't run the court like that, and we know he should.
Oh, yeah, he should. You
got
it.
And fast.
Running the court is a mentality, though.
Yeah,
it's not a speed thing. You have to make a decision, recognize the situation, and go.
Go.
If you hang around and wait to see what's going to happen, you can't run the floor. I think what, you know, we don't have enough kids that play pickup basketball. That's where you learn how to run the floor. Five on five, full court. Learn how to get out and run.
That's what he did all fall and spring, AAU ball.
Warriors with it, looking at this 2-2-1. They get to the middle on Nyseth.
What'd you say?
He brings
they
it
did
down.
What?
I know. Broke the pressure. Got it to the middle.
Ooh.
Yeah, what we'd like to see. We complained about that last weekend. Cross-court pass, not a good one by Trent. Picked off by Ferguson. He'll take it all the way in and lay it up and in. First basket of the game for Siles, 7-2 Warriors. Quick, they get it in. Nyseth across half court. He drives, steps through. Lost it going up. Ball tipped by JJ. They save it. It's Ferguson with it. And he loses it up the left sideline. Well, there's not much room over there either. You get 2 feet out of bounds and you're into that stage that sticks out from the wall.
Did we
should really
shot?
Have a pad
Did we
along
get a
that.
Shot that time?
No, Nyseth kind of threw it up, but it wasn't really a shot. He's just trying to not travel. Carton takes the three from the left wing. No good on that one. Ball loose inside, pulled in by Avery. He'll bring it up himself. 7-2 Warriors, 2.5 minutes gone, first quarter. Avery with a 22-footer, no good. Berkey with the rebound. He'll bring it up himself, middle of the floor. Leaves it for Grove in the center circle. Andrew, junior guard, looking in, surveying this 2-3 zone. Skip pass, Carton, there's another three. That one looks good. Little short inside, nice that plays it up and in. Colby Nice at his first basket. 9-2 Warriors. Ferguson plays a little catch with McIntyre. Now in the corner to Avery. Skips it back over to Ferguson on the left angle. On top, Avery. Oh, takes that one from about 24 feet. Rattles the cage. No good. Ball loose inside. Grove comes out of there with it. Grove pushes hard. It's one-on-one. Reverse lay and comes up a little short. Carton's going to get the loose ball foul. Oh. And maybe another one if we're not careful. He was looking over his shoulder and ran into Nikichuk and took him out, trying to make sure real quick everybody knew it. Well, he wasn't having a bad attitude. He just wasn't paying attention. He was turning his head up the floor, and he was looking over his shoulder, not looking where he was going. It looked like when he felt it, he kind of extended his arm so it looked like a push. Warriors in a 2-2-1 zone. Avery gives it to Ferguson, over to McIntyre, right angle, high post, back out. Ferguson fakes the three. Nikichuk tries to drive, loses the ball. Turn down low is missed by number 21. That's Zybert into the game. Warriors with the ball. Grove swings it to Berkey down low. Right. Great pass to Trent Carton for the basket on the right block. Ferguson with it. Swings it up to Nikichuk. Nikichuk back to Ferguson. Gets it across before the 10-second. And Nyseth gets a tip out of bounds there under pressure. Clark and Meeker coming in. So Meeker gets Berkey and Clark gets JJ. So you got your beefy lineup in now. Because Meeker plays a lot bigger than he is. He's pretty physical inside too.
He's looked like he's dropped 20 pounds since football.
Yeah, a lot of running in basketball.
Yeah.
A little drive by Nikichuk comes up short, and Carton had it, lost it. They get it back out to Avery for three. No good. Carton gets this one. Boy, a lot of air balls. Hard to rebound in there. Gets it ahead to Meeker. Meeker comes out the other side, lays it up and in. Good pump fake there by George Meeker. His first basket. 13-2 Warriors halfway through this first quarter. Skip pass over to Nikichuk. Nikichuk. Ferguson on top with it. McIntyre right angle. Back to Nikichuk. Can't get the three off. Meeker giving him a little token pressure. Now back to Ferguson. Wants to drive. Gets in. Kicks. McIntyre for three. No good. Parton's got, what, four boards?
Four rebounds.
Long throw ahead to Nyseth. Comes down with it, lays it up. No good. Meeker can't control. Nyseth had it, lost it. And it's going to be a Warriors ball.
Meeker should have had that shot.
Well, it was Nyseth that missed wasn't it?
Yeah. Nyseth. Yeah, that was a good pass.
It was, it was a contested catch, but he made the catch clean and then just missed the lay-in. Grove. Inbounds to Carton, right corner three, no good. Nyseth inside, lays it up, misses. Clark with the rebound, he's fouled. Good job by the big guys banging in there. One on each side of the rim. Nyseth with the first board, it was contested as he went back up, and Reagan got it on the other side and got hammered. He'll get two free throws. See if he remembers to bend his knees here. It's always a good thing to do, you know. Not much by way of knee bend, but he makes the free throw. I'd like to see him a little softer in the knees.
He made it.
A little softer in the knees, a little more on the toes. Back into the game, Ennis replaces Ferguson. 14-2 Warriors, 3 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Reagan with one more.
Oh, that's a violation.
Yeah, they got to call that. 21 was in the lane before Reagan came close to releasing the ball. He was cocking it. The guy went in. One more for Reagan. So He's one for one. That one doesn't count.
Gonna make this one.
A little strong on that one. Nyseth with the rebound. Lost it. It's taken right away from him. He didn't realize that Nikicek was there. Nikicek with the ball. So Reagan had a chance. He had the old NBA three to make two, and he missed two of them. Remember that?
Yep.
The penalty in the NBA wasn't a two shot foul or a one on one. It was, you got three chances to make two.
Yeah.
On top with it, Rufner to Nikicek. Nikicek top of the key, wants to drive. Grove knocks it away, Meeker with it, and he's fouled by McIntyre. I think all their football players are playing or wrestling, because I don't know any of these names from football.
This is the one we couldn't, you didn't, there was no power, remember? The football game, was it?
No,
that was Jefferson.
Yeah, that was Jefferson. I lost the power by myself. Thanks, Ron. Grove, left angle three, no good. Nyseth rebound, had it, lost it.
Lucky.
Warriors ball. Ennis knocked that one out of bounds. Warriors ball, 2:18 left to go, first quarter, 14-2 Amity. No Mather yet. What's going on there?
Was he missing
practice? On the baseline, Carton misses. Clark digs it out inside, lays it up. No good. Gets it back. Was probably fouled, but lost the ball. Looked like that got knocked away from him, but I doubt they got the ball there based on the height that the guy is. Nikicek, right corner three. No good. Long rebound. Grove with it. Grove out and running. He's got Clark and Meeker. Leaves it for Clark. Lays it up and in. Great pass by Andrew Grove. Wasn't sure where he was going with that initially, but a good job of setting the defense up for that little shovel pass to Reagan. 16-2 Warriors. They get it out high. McIntyre with it. Swings it to Nikicek. Nikicek working on Meeker, loses the ball. And he just gave up on it. Grove.
Too bad.
Great effort by Andrew Grove to dive for that ball. Nikicek, boy, you got to get him out of the game. That's just a lack of effort. My goodness. And he's out along with Ennis back into the game. Avery.
Sophomore.
Yeah, Grove had the ball on the dive, but as he rolled over, he lost it. Couldn't maintain it.
They're pretty young. Those got, what, three sophomores to start?
Yeah, Berkey back in. Rufner with it. Left angle. Down low to McIntyre on the left block. He backs out. Now up on top to Zybert. He takes a three. No good. Long rebound. No box out by the Warriors.
It was a long rebound.
It was a long rebound.
Those
drive by McIntyre, hangs, misses Clark with the board. Clark scoops it over to Berkey. Berkey, left side. Nyseth with the drive.
Oh, nice pass.
Well, but nice idea, not a good pass.
No.
Good idea by Colby.
Unselfishly gave it up, but they gotta throw it. I mean,
he gave it up to the knees, unfortunately.
He's a big guy, he's gotta know where he wants the ball. Well, yeah. Reagan wants the ball up there too.
Or a bounce pass.
Yeah.
But when you throw it right down below the knees on most guys, they don't want to try to catch that ball. So Warriors get it back though. It goes out of bounds off of, and right through the hands of Meeker. Berkey threw it to him early. He thought Meeker was open. Meeker wasn't looking for the ball yet. He was going to curl further. That ball went right through his hands. He saw it the last second. So he and Berkey getting on the same page here. The good news is about these seniors is they've been together so long that when there's a problem like that, they'll iron it out right away.
Yeah.
You know, they, nobody's going to get their feelings hurt. Nikicek with it on the right wing. They swing it left side. Avery for a deep three. No good. And JJ chases it down.
Oh, that's a foul.
And then somehow fell down.
The guy tripped him.
He just fell down, Ron.
No.
No, that's what happens. And that's a travel he just got away with. Took him a minute to realize double dribble. The guy right here did not blow his whistle on that. How does he miss that call?
Same way he missed the trip.
My goodness, he missed both of those, Ron. I'm not sure why he has a whistle. It seems kind of pointless. Berkey working against this pressure gets it to Meeker. No problem. Meeker looks inside now back to Berkey on top.
Shot.
Meeker takes a 22-footer. Looks good. He is. You don't need one shot with that. Meeker with five in the first quarter. 20 seconds to go. 19-2 Warriors. They swing it to the middle. JJ with a steal. Terrible pass. JJ read it well. Drives, hangs, scoops. No good. Loose inside. Reagan had it. Knocked away by Trent. And Reagan's got it. He's fouled. That'd be the fourth team foul. 7.5 seconds. Warriors will have a chance to get something good here, though. JJ didn't really have a plan on that drive. He got into the lane, wasn't sure to pass or shoot, scooped it, but the Warriors pounding the boards do a good job. They lobbed JJ off his hands. Picked up by Rufiner. Rufiner, just a few seconds.
No threes.
Back to Rufiner. Left corner, three-pointer, no good. Meeker with the rebound, 2 seconds ahead to JJ. Turns, heaves it, little strong off the top of the backboard. 19-2 Warriors after one quarter of action here on KLYC McMinnville. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Ron and I just talking during the break there about upcoming games. Mike Mather into the game along with Howard, Meeker, Clark, and Berkey. We got Dayton on Tuesday at Dayton. They're the number two team in the state. Cascade Christian, number one. Westside Christian, number three, I believe. Last time I looked. Nikicek with it, left wing. Gets it out to Avery, deep three. Hits that one. He's been firing away every time he's had a chance. First one he's hit. I think he's 1 for 4 or so from three-point range. Mather with it to the middle. It's JJ. Attacks with... Oh, he had it with the left hand. He didn't take it in all the way.
That's where he's got a...
You got the defense sliding across. Just attack with that left hand. Just strong side.
Or stop and shoot a 10-foot jumper. Bank it.
He could have just extended that left arm. Then right in. Clark out. And Gavin Watson in.
That's an interesting conversation.
We've got a foul before the inbound on 23, Ferguson. That's going to be the 15 foul, 16 foul on them. Warriors are shooting free throws the next 7:37, Ron. Ugh. It's going to be a slow first half. Berkey looking to inbound. Finds a cutter. Gavin from that top right elbow. Just cut to the basket and able to get the bucket. Watson with his first basket.
Oh, got it.
There's a steal by Gavin. He'll take it in. Throw it down with two hands. Gavin Watson. What we talk about? Instant energy. What's the foul?
We got a foul on Meeker.
Afterwards. Number one, yeah, Meeker after the play.
He ran into a guy just kind of like
Trent did. You can't extend your arms when you do that. That's the problem.
They got subs. They're going to get him in. Yeah.
And back into the game for them is Zybert and Rufner. Nikicek out and
if you got Gavin
Ferguson
and JJ in the game, they could make things happen just with their reach.
Well, Watson's been in for what, all of 30 seconds?
Well, he came in at the start of the quarter.
No.
Oh, no.
He came in after. He's been in like 20 seconds. Yeah. He's got 4 points and a dunk. They lob down low, knocked away by Berkey. Good effort there. Berkey having to deal with the taller Zybert in the low post, jumps up, knocks that pass away cleanly.
We're playing man now.
Ennis gonna inbound right side of the key about 8 feet from the key there along the baseline. Gets it in the corner.
Uh-oh.
McIntyre for three. No good. Gavin Watson with a rebound. So I'm just tracking here. Watson's got 4 points, a steal, a dunk, and a rebound in less than a minute. That's what we talked about. Get him in burst, skip pass. Berkey for three, left angle, short. Meeker inside
garbage.
With a rebound.
Garbage.
Picks it up, lays it up, and scores. Little hanging double clutch there. Ball off the hands of Ennis. Watson right up on him. Hey, look, Watson's on the top of the 1-3-1.
Yep. Here we go.
Right. Hey, somebody had a conversation. Meeker with a steal. Meeker trying to push ahead.
JJ was out there.
Yeah, but he couldn't get hold of the ball. Got knocked away from him. Meeker, right angle, back to Berkey. Swings it to Mather. Left
good
angle,
deep.
Three. No good. Watson tips. Nice job to Meeker. That's a rebound for Watson. That was a controlled tip. They tried to go low post. Tried to go to the cutter Meeker, I think, and it was a poor pass by Berkey. Left angle, Avery with it. Skip pass to McIntyre. Drives, hangs, tough shot. No good. JJ with the rebound. No white jerseys in the paint for the rebound there. Three black jerseys. Warriors up 25-5. 6 minutes to go in the first half. Berkey looking for the corner three.
That was almost a
Mike
terrible
with it.
Bad pass.
Mike into JJ on the baseline. Back out to Berkey to Mather in the left corner. Drives baseline. Feeds JJ. Blocked by Ennis out of bounds. That actually didn't go too bad, all things considered. It was pretty shaky. Somehow we ended up with an attempt at the basket after all that. Didn't look like we were ever going to get a good shot off.
Well, there's two miraculous saves that the ball was...
Yeah, one by Berkey, one by Mather. Berkey, mid-range, turns, misses. Watson with another rebound. That's his third rebound?
He's got two offensive rebounds.
Yeah. Nice F coming back in. They feed JJ down low. What a pass by Berkey. And JJ, the beneficiary, has six. What a pass by Berkey in the lane.
That's a reach.
Yeah, gonna get Mather on the blocking foul there. 5:14 to go, second quarter. So nice F in. Who's he coming in for? Maybe he's getting JJ. This feels like a conversation substitution. Like, I don't know. Maybe not. Nice set back into the game. 27-5 Warriors. McIntyre with the ball. Crosses the timeline in the left court. Feeds down low. Spins. Zybert misses the lay-in.
Oh,
Watson with another rebound. Throwing people off. Gets it to Berkey. Berkey pushes with the left hand. Swings it. Nice set. Fakes the three. Starts to drive. Shovels it down low to Meeker. Hangs.
Oh.
Fouled. His double clutch hanging in the air thing draws more fouls down there. Good job by the Warriors. That was nice at feeding Meeker down low.
They made two shots. They got a three and a two.
Meeker's got seven in the game already, going to the line to shoot two and misses the first one. I was just going to say, he's been a good foul shooter recently. Back into the game, Ferguson replaces Zybert. 4:52 left to go first half. 27-5 Warriors, 17 fouls. Meeker misses two. That's Watson's going to get a loose ball foul.
Meeker's feast or famine. He can get on a streak and make 5, 6, 7 in a row, and then both those shots were spinning.
Yeah. Caught the edge of the rim and spun out.
Well, the ball wasn't rotating right.
Ferguson with it, working against the pressure. Gets it over to... Well, I gotta check that name. That's number one. We don't have that one in the book, so that's Meadows. McIntyre, Ferguson for three, hits it. Andrew Ferguson, five in the game, 27-8. 4.5 to go, first half. Warriors break the pressure easily. Nyseth attacks all the way with the left hand.
Yeah.
Lays it up and in. I thought he was gonna miss that. It came up pretty hard. 4 points for Nyseth.
Once again, how do they break that press? Ball went to the middle.
It works. Of course, this is a little easier press to break than some that we've seen. Meadows, hands to Avery in the right corner, drives baseline, little hanging floater, no good.
Berkey
with it, and he's going to pick up a foul on Ennis. That'll put Berkey on the line, shooting 1-1. Coming back into the game will be number four, Zosel.
And our two guys.
And Grove and Carton. Grove will come in for Berkey after the free throws if he makes them both. Meeker out, Carton in. Got Mather, Nyseth, and Watson on the floor as well. Berkey, front end of the 1-on-1 with 4 minutes to go in the first half. bounces around, won't stay.
Oh, Watson almost had it, couldn't hang on to it. My goodness. And he gets a tip out on top. Ball down in the corner. Avery turns, shoots the three. No good. Long rebound out to McIntyre on the right angle. He'll take a three. He's going to miss that. And the rebound, Carton. Carton pushes up the middle of the floor. Puts the brakes on at the top of the key. Swings it to Watson. Dumps down low to Nyseth. Nyseth turns, shoots, misses, gets it back, puts it up, and in. And they're going to give a foul, too? I didn't hear the whistle, did you?
Yeah, it blew.
So the guy was on the floor. I think that's where the foul came. He's laying on the floor, and he kind of rolled up on Colby's feet as Colby went up. Colby was 6 points. This free throw would make him co-leading scorer in the game here with Meeker. Now Berkey out, Grove in. Nice F. One free throw to go with the field goal, and he misses it. Long rebound pulled down by Meadows. Warriors not shooting free throws well tonight.
What else is new?
Yeah. Avery works hard on Mather to get the shot off on the mid-left side of the lane. Warriors with it. Nice.
Oh, yeah.
All the way in and up and under with the right hand on the left side. Nice fake. Up, came underneath the defense, came back with the right hand on the left side. And Gavin Watson with a block on the right wing on the three-point attempt. See, now, if I'm coach, I'm thinking, okay, let's get Gavin out, give him a rest. He's played about 4 minutes here. He's giving you incredible energy. One hustle play after another out there. Carton tries
he's
to drive.
His leg.
Warriors ball still.
Bad call. Went off Trent's leg.
Looked like it from here.
Neither one of them saw it.
Warriors will inbound in the right corner to Nyseth. Elbow jumper way short and flat. Never got above the rim, I don't think. Avery with it. Right angle. 2-3 zone now for the Warriors. No. One. I don't know what we're in. Somebody's in. Oh, we're in man. Okay.
Man.
There we go. I couldn't tell. Avery with it. Looking for a cutter. The cutters run into each other. Mather with a steal. Mather drives all the way in. Blocked. Fouled by Avery. And he's not happy about the call. That would have been a technical last weekend.
Last week.
Yeah, for sure, right? Warriors going to the line. Mike Mather will shoot two. It was a good attack by Mather on the break. His first one.
I don't think we run the lanes very good because Gavin was running alongside of him when he could have easily got ahead of him.
And out further.
And a bounce pass, but he's running right next to him.
Yeah, we don't run with good spacing and create angles.
Lanes.
Right, you gotta create angles when you run. Clark in, Watson out, good sub there, I think, by Coach McShane. First one was good, second one also good for Mather. Got somebody that can make free throws. First two, no, Reagan had one. Other than that, we were shut out at the line. There's
got
a
it.
Steal by Nyseth. He traveled, gets away with it, misses the shot. Mather with the rebound, left corner, out to Carton. Carton back to Mather, left corner three, looks good. No. Ball tipped away. Carton with a nice steal there. Hangs on to it, skips it in the corner, down low to Clark. Clark turns, skips it out in the corner. Mather for wide open three, no good. Airballed it, and Reagan probably going to get
just
the loose ball.
Fell down on
yeah,
him.
He was reaching with that left arm to get the ball, and then kind of leaned forward, and both of them fell to the floor. So Clark gets the foul, his first, only the fourth team foul, fifth team foul of the Warriors this half,
which is a big change. Also.
Yeah. Now Avery runs to the right corner with it, throws a pass out on top. Ferguson, 22-footer straight away. No good. Clark high for the rebound. Lots of traffic. It'll be a reach-in foul. That'll put Clark on the line right where he wants to go. Shooting free throws. He'll shoot two. That's the 10th team foul on Sile. Minute 27 left here in the first half. 35-8 Warriors. Clark. 6'4 senior. I thought he was 6'3, went to the doctor the other day and got measured, and then 6'4 and a quarter. Timeout taken on the floor. 30-second timeout.
For Sile?
It must have been.
Nope, Amity.
Okay. Devin decided to take one. Got a minute 27 left to go in this one. Take a quick break here. Give you this message from Leppin Enterprises.
Leppin Enterprises is locally owned and operated by distinguished members of the Amity alumni and are proud sponsors of the Amity Athletic Program and School District.
Which is what didn't happen to us when we played Klaskinen.
Ron fomenting about our lack of intensity in a previous game. Warrior girls will play right after this one. If you think this one's ugly, Ron, wait till you see what happens in the next game. But it's a chance for coaches to work on some things. You don't want too many of these games, but every once in a while, a chance to kind of step back, work on a few things you've been practicing on, get ready for a tougher game on Tuesday, at least for the boys. Clark at the line, front end of two, no good. Off the back right side of the rim. Needs a little more arch on that thing. A
couple weeks ago, man, he was making them. I don't know what happened the last week.
It's all rhythm, right? You get into a rhythm, you get confident. Ball starts going in. That one's long and goes in.
Yeah.
That one was uglier than the first one, but that one dropped. He's now two out of four from the line. 36-8. I don't know if we should complain about 50%. We're not shooting 50% as a team. Grove with a nice hustle play knocks the ball out of bounds away from Meadows. It's going to be Sio Ball right side here. Ferguson into Avery. Right angle extended, working on Mather. Man-to-man defense, gets a screen, pulls up, 16-footer, misses. Clark with a rebound. Looks for Grove, gets it to him. Grove crosses half court, works right to Carton. Carton, skip pass. Mather drives, hangs,
jump ball.
That should have been a jump. They called a travel. Somebody had their hand on top of that ball.
Well, he didn't jump up in the air and come down for a reason, no reason.
All right. He didn't fail to shoot for no reason. He couldn't. There's a travel by Avery. Instead, we're going to get a reach-in foul on Carton. Avery fell down, rolled over, grabbed the ball. Carton reached in, got his hands on the ball. They call a foul. Kind of a little bit of a disbelief, which is not uncommon for him to have a disbelief look on his face, but this one probably legitimate.
Devin's asking about the rollover.
Yeah. Hey, come on. How do you call a foul there? Jump ball, maybe. Travel should have been. Avery kicks in the corner to Ferguson. Back to Avery on top. Skip pass. Grove almost got a hand on it. Meadows baseline misses. Ball tips and
Mather
chases it down. Gets it to Grove. Grove had Carton. Still has him. Alley-oops, no good. Ball's tipped. Grove ends up with it at the foul line. To Niseth for three. No good.
Oh, wrong person. Now we got another foul.
That's going to be on Carton, I think. Yeah, he had a little loose ball push trying to get to that long rebound. His third foul.
I got three on him.
And it's the seventh team foul. It puts Sio on the line 1-1 with 22 seconds to go.
He should have made that shot he had.
Yeah.
I mean, the pass wasn't that bad.
He did a good job of leaking out. We had the pass to him.
Yeah.
You got to figure out a way to finish that or get fouled. At the line, Ferguson, front end of the 1-1.
This is their first free throw.
It's good. He clotheslines that one home. He's got 6 points in the game. One more coming for the senior, the only senior that gets any real playing time for him. Carton with three, goes to the bench, Meeker in. Last 22 seconds, Meeker, Clark, Mather, Grove, and Niseth. Ferguson with one more. Kind of looks better, but it's worse, and Clark with the rebound. Gets it to Meeker. Meeker walks it up for one shot with 16 to go. Down to 13. Swings it to Grove. Back to Meeker on top with nine. Mather skip pass. Grove from the right corner. No good. Clark with the rebound.
Called foul on Reagan.
I don't know who's it on.
33.
Wow. I looked like he just went up. Yeah, they got Reagan for it. I didn't see him push. Devin's like incredulous. Like, are you kidding me? He was just boxing out. And the official says he put his left arm up and cleared him out. Problem Reagan has is that it doesn't take much of a bump to send people flying a lot of times.
Really?
You know, and that, well, you know down low. I mean, it's the problem Shaq had, right? It's like you barely bump somebody. Mather gets off a half-court shot at the buzzer. And is that Ferguson took a shot to the head in that loose ball? I don't know who got him. But there's no blood on the floor, so that's a good sign. He shakes it off and walks off the floor. 36-9 Warriors after one half of play. We'll take a break and be back with some stats for you at halftime here from Sile High School. This is KLYC 1260 AM McMinnville. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Halftime here from Sile High School, where the Warrior boys lead the Loggers 36-9. And
look,
it's not
board.
That close.
That's what our guys need to do.
Yeah,
put a board
nice.
Out like
that's
that.
Nice.
Huh?
They got a little rolling display board. It says soda shot, middle school and under from the free throw line. High schoolers have to shoot a three-pointer. $1 a shot gets you a soda of choice. Even I can read that.
Leadership should check that out. It's a good idea.
That is a good idea.
And they got the pop in there.
Right? Just rolls right out there on the cases, on the cart. That's good.
Okay.
Getting some ideas?
Where's Ellie?
Sio's doing some stuff right out here. We'll say we've interacted with, all of two Sio fans here. They were very nice.
Well, they, yeah.
Not always the case in Sio.
Where is Ellie?
Oh, I think the team went in. Maybe not. I don't know. She was right down here on our right. I don't know. Ellie's there somewhere. All right, Warriors up 36-9 at halftime. Warriors were led. Very balanced attack. Colby Nyseth with 8. Meeker with 7. JJ with 6. 5 for Carton. 4 for Howard, or for Clark and Watson. And then 2 for Mather.
Quite frankly, I think that's the way we'll be all season. I don't think we've got somebody that can put in 16, 18 points. I think the way we play best is everybody gets about 6 or 8.
Share the ball.
All on hustle and pass the ball, running an offense. Which tonight, even though that team's pretty bad, we have run an offense just about every time.
And we've been patient.
Yeah.
We've gotten good shots. Only 2 for 8 from 3-point range, but all of them were wide open looks because of good ball movement. Excellent skip passes from one side to the other. Warriors were 13 for 26 from 2-point range, 2 for 8 from 3-point range, so 15 for 34 overall. What about the Loggers, Ron?
1 for 10 from the 2 points and 2 for 15, yeah. 3 for 25.
Hey, Kobe just knocked down a 3. Kobe Bryant out here, folks. You'd have to see. No, I guess he gets a free throw. He's middle school and under.
Yeah.
He's going to step back and take the 3, though. Kobe Bryant for 3.
I don't think so.
Oh, just off the left side of the rim. Looks as good as most of the Loggers shooting tonight. Kobe Bryant, I mean, this kid is a committed Kobe fan, Ron. He has the Kobe Bryant jersey, the Lakers shorts, the Lakers socks, Kobe shoes, and he's got a Kobe or a Lakers basketball out there.
Yeah, I see that. And he won a pop.
And he got a Dr. Pepper.
Oh, they got to speed this up because they ain't going to have enough time.
Homage to Kobe.
I know it.
Yeah, they got like 15, 18 people in line to shoot. That kid took up a minute of their time. They've got 4 minutes left in halftime. Warriors with a commanding lead by 27 points here after two quarters of play. We'll take a break and be back in just a couple of minutes with the start of the third quarter. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Hey, I got a little special guest coming in, jumping in to join me here from the Amity girls basketball team, Sarah Lynn Grove. She's making her way. As soon as she puts the headset on. How are you, Sarah? Hold on, we gotta get the mic in the right spot. Yes. There we go. Now talk.
I'm good.
That's better. I'm doing well. How's school this week? Back from Christmas break?
Exhausting, but good.
Yeah. That's what Reagan said. He's like, man, long days after 2 weeks off. Well, not that we expect tonight to be a huge challenge, but, tell me a little bit about the Salem Academy tournament.
It went really well. I thought we played pretty good teams and did pretty well together, and we were passing and not being selfish.
Got another shot at Sutherland, and?
Yes, which was good. It was a good team.
So we've already played them once. We beat them by 11 in our place. Why was it good to play them again?
Because the first time, usually you never know if they had a bad night or whatever. So the second time, then you both know what each other can do, and then you just, because it was a lot better game last time.
It was, yeah.
It was a good game.
For sure.
So tell me what are some of your kind of personal goals when you're out there this year? What are you trying to improve on? What are you trying to do in games when you're out there? You've got a different team around you this year than you were on last year. It's a different feel. So how do you kind of see your role, or what do your coaches expect out of you? What are they asking for?
Definitely for improvement, at least on the post moves and going and shooting the ball. Definitely a lot on shooting the ball.
And we saw a couple of good post moves down there against Sutherland. You had a couple nice up and unders, fake with the right, went up with the left. That was nice.
Thank you.
And that felt good?
Yes.
What about defensively?
To reach with the right hand on defense.
Because?
I get the foul if I reach on the wrong.
Coaches would really like you to be on the floor, wouldn't they? And not sitting on the bench by them talking about what you should have done. Yeah. So eliminating some of the touch fouls, continuing to play some aggressive defense on that 1-3-1. And then, offensively though, the post moves look like they're getting better. What about the 3-point shot? Is it coming along?
It's getting there. Started a new thing where I challenge Carl to a 3-point competition every time, so it's helping.
All right. Excellent. Well, we'll get back to basketball here. Thank you. Have a great game tonight. We'll
Thank
talk
you.
To you soon, Sarah Lynn.
Bye.
Bye. Sarah Lynn Grove, sophomore, host for the Warrior Girls. Great kid. Andrew Grove, her brother, turns it over on a travel. JJ knocks the ball out of bounds after the inbound, though. So Warriors back on defense.
First possession, traveling.
Yeah, he kind of hesitated, wasn't sure where he wanted to go with the ball, it looked like. McIntyre with it, left wing. And Carton with the steal. Terrible pass. I don't know where they were going. Carton with the drive. Knocked away from him, and
he's going to get a foul.
No, I think he was out of bounds.
I thought he pushed.
He could have been. Nikichuk was standing out of bounds when he stripped Carton of the ball. Good defense by Nikichuk. Right corner, Grove. A little hesitation, steps through, scoops with the right hand
nice.
Up and in.
That's good.
A great little move by Andrew Grove. First basket of the game for Andrew, but he's played well. He's missed a couple of open looks, but he's played well on both ends. JJ steals
nice
it. What a great steal by JJ. Jumping out of bounds right in front of the Loggers bench, threw it back in kind of over the side basket, and Trent made a great catch along that sideline.
It looked like he was going to tip it into that basket.
That's what I thought. Yeah, on the side basket. But a good job by JJ. Great body control by the junior. Good hustle play by him.
Oh,
Warriors
man.
Get the ball. Trent was fouled. First foul of the second half on either team. Skip pass Carton. Left corner three.
No.
Little strong. Rebounds flat-footed. Down
what
low.
A nice
and
pass.
Howard. Boy. Evan Berkey with another great assist. Making JJ's life easy. JJ went to the block. Waited. And,
Fouled.
A great pass by Evan Berkey.
And he did that. That's...
And then at the other end, Howard gave up low post position and then fouled from behind. The basket good for Zybert, and he'll get one free throw. That was a lazy foul right there. He got
just didn't get in the
got
right
on top
spot
of him.
Defensively.
Yeah, he was on top, but he didn't deny the pass.
No.
If you're going to be on top, you got to deny the pass. He let the post catch the pass and pin him. Excuse me with my sneeze there. Hopefully that didn't get too much of the mic. JJ with the rebound after the miss by Zybert. Berkey with it. Minute gone here in the third quarter. Warriors with a hugely terrible pass, but Nyseth saves it. That was
that's
the worst bounce pass I've ever seen Berkey make. McIntyre gets it ahead to Rufner. Back to McIntyre on top. That pass, he just threw it, and it just kind of hit and went straight up.
Again.
Zybert, this time blocked by Howard on the left side. Zybert complaining, didn't get the call. Nice pass from Carton to Nyseth, misses the shot. Rufner with the rebound. Got to finish that with the left hand. Colby went up with the right hand, a little too strong. On top, Rufner, over to Ferguson. In the corner, McIntyre. Right corner, starts to drive. Berkey cuts him off. And then knocks the ball off of McIntyre and out of bounds. Yeah. Good hands by Evan. Makes up for that bad pass a minute ago. That was a weird pass. It's just like it slipped out of his hand and went almost straight down and bounced straight up. Just behind the defender. Berkey, great passer though. Berkey with the ball on top. Grove, fakes, drives, scoops, up and
nice.
In. Nice hang time there for Andrew Grove.
A little bit of a Logan Grove move.
Yeah. Except he might jump better than Logan. I don't know. Rufner steps through the double, gets it to McIntyre in the right corner. Working on JJ. Good defense by JJ there. Active feet and hands. Ferguson puts up a left angle three. Banks it, no good. Berkey with the rebound. Evan Lost it off his knee, but gets it back. Great hustle there. Fires a pass to Carton for the lay-in. Evan Berkey does not have any points in this game, Ron.
He's got about five assists, though.
He has made everybody else's life easy because of his great passing and vision. And it's what he does. I mean, he sees the floor. He's got his head up looking for people that are open or moving to an open spot. And he delivers the best passes on the team, makes it so easy for the person on the other end 90% of the time to finish.
Well, you and I have talked about this a little bit this season. If anybody's changed their game from last year to this year, he has really changed.
Well, I think we saw it a little bit at the end of last year. We started to see him understand what he could be as a point guard without shooting the ball.
Don't worry about making
baskets.
He
plays great defense, handle the ball, and make easy opportunities for your teammates. And Evan can score if he needs to.
He has quicks.
He's got really quick hands. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's not slow anywhere, but his hands are exceptionally quick.
And he has a competitor's heart. He does not like to lose. So that causes his temper sometimes to get in the way.
He can flare, right?
But he's a fighter.
Absolutely. And when he does make, you know, like that bounce pass wasn't very good, but he just shakes it off. And he doesn't let that rattle him for the next play. JJ out and Gavin in early. Gavin just gave them a huge burst of energy. And this might be because he wants to go to the 1-3-1, potentially.
I don't know.
It'll
be a time here.
It's not a 1-3-1. It's a 2-2-1 full court. So this is a little bit more of a pressing unit with Howard out and Watson in. Ferguson tipped, caught by McIntyre. Back to Ferguson, off of Ellis, steal by Carton. Carton drives. Takes it all the way in, misses, ball tipped out of bounds by Ellis, Warrior ball. That was a 1-on-3, but nobody ran with him. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
Where were his teammates as he was pushing the ball to the middle of the floor?
Everybody else can fill that lane hard, man.
You should be out in front of that guy. Zybert coming in and Ferguson coming out. One foul on each team, 44-11 Warriors, 5:08 left to go third quarter. Berkey in, stolen. That was not a good pass.
Jeez,
Andrew
Bruce
didn't really cut to get open, and Avery jumped that passing lane. Avery, top of the key, three-pointer, no good. Nice F with the board. Waits and hands it off to Grove. Grove, middle of the floor, works to the right, crosses back over to his left, now backs out.
Get into something.
Waiting for somebody to pop out and get set here. Bounce pass to Watson. Back to Grove on top. We're not balanced. Watson now to Carton, swings it to Grove, and
they're
three
trying
in the key.
I see what they're doing.
Trying to go backdoor to Gavin. They just couldn't get that set up.
No.
And we got a three in the key call on either Berkey or Nyseth. Doesn't matter. They were both kind of hanging out there waiting for the play to develop. McIntyre ahead to Ruffner, back to McIntyre in the backcourt, over to Ellis. Now he swings it across to Avery. Avery working on Berkey. 2-3 zone for the Warriors. Avery gets into the elbow, misses. Watson high for the rebound. Hands it off to Grove. Gavin's played some good minutes. Both ends of the floor for the Warriors. There's a kick. A little slow on the whistle, but he got it right. He blew his whistle. I'm so proud of him. I thought it was just a prop. I really did. Well, that was a prop whistle, but it works. Meeker and Clark in, Nyseth and Grove out. Grove with a nice little start to the third quarter. A couple of baskets there. Did a good job.
His issue, I think, is just nerves. He just went anxiety. He gets that under control.
Watson at the elbow.
Good looking shot.
Misses.
Air ball.
Meeker throws it off of McIntyre and out of bounds. Good hustle by George. Into the game, number 24. That is DeWild. Jacob DeWild, the senior. Hasn't played at all, so this probably won't be pretty. 2-3 zone. In the corner, down low to Berkey. Berkey, skip pass. Meeker fakes the three, drive, elbow jumper,
nice.
Buries it. You know, the game, he plays in slow motion almost, like an old man, right? But he just gets to his spot, under control, takes what the defense gives him. Defense gave him that little elbow jumper, okay, I'll take the elbow jumper. If they hadn't, he would have done something different. McIntyre swings it over to Zybert. Warriors in more man-to-man defense, Clark on Zybert. McIntyre steps back for a three.
Got it.
Berkey got caught on a screen, didn't fight over, and apparently didn't yell switch either, because Reagan hedged and then went back. So I think Berkey, I don't know, just didn't think he was going to get there, or thought he was going to get there. High post, Meeker skips it over to Carton for three from the right elbow. No good. Gavin Watson inside, lays it up and in. Gavin Watson having his best game of the year. I like how he's being used here. Zybert over to Ruffner, gives it to McIntyre. 23-footer, right angle, no good. Rebound by Carton. He's had a bunch this game. Must have about seven by now. Carton brings it across, leaves it for Berkey in the center circle. Berkey over to Carton, fakes the three, down low, Meeker.
Ooh,
Meeker backs it out on the right side. Now drives, hangs, shoots, misses.
Guess who?
Watson, rebound, puts it up and in. I don't think they're boxing Gavin out because he just keeps coming in and getting rebounds. McIntyre drives left baseline. Berkey's going to get a little blocking foul there. Put that left arm out. Bell and Mather coming into the game. And they get Watson. Nope. Watson and Berkey out. A little confusion.
My goodness.
And I don't think everybody was off the floor yet. So I think they're gonna inbound that again.
Somebody came out. I thought.
I think the wrong person came out.
I think Trent was supposed to come out.
I think so too, instead of Gavin. Yeah. That's what Devin's saying.
Yeah.
Left corner, Zybert for three. No good. Clark with a long rebound. Throws it long ahead. Can't quite get it to Carton. And we're gonna get a loose ball foul on Carton, his fourth.
Yeah.
As he knocked Ruffner. Clark almost got enough on that pass. Not quite. Needs to throw that with one hand. He tried to throw a chest pass 65 feet. Doesn't have that in him. That's in the wrist if you're going to wing it like that. So Carton out and Gavin back in.
He might be a little rusty from sitting around for 2 weeks. Carton.
Yeah, maybe.
Because his shot's not back, that's for sure.
No, not yet. Not yet. Legs probably aren't there. That's probably the biggest thing.
He had a bad sprained ankle.
Yeah. Drive. Watson challenges. Clark knocks it loose on the board. Picked up by Mather. Mather with it. That was Nick Chuck with the attempt there. Warriors, Clark in the high post, kicks it out. Bell for three. Good! Clark with the assist, Bell with the bucket.
He can do that.
Good job of getting the ball in the high post and then reversing it before the defense could do anything about it. Nick Chuck hands off to Avery. They play a little three-man weave out on top. That was a carry by Nick Chuck. Got away with it. Good closeout, Avery in the corner, back to Nikichuk on the right angle. Minute 30 to go third quarter, 53-14, Avery deep three, no good, Clark with the rebound.
Think it's gonna be Gavin.
Foul on
Gavin.
Yeah, he must have held.
Pushed.
That was on the other side, that was away from the ball.
Yeah.
Gotta watch those hands. Cause we had the rebound on that too. Inbound for the Loggers, left side of the key along the baseline.
Yeah,
and they're going to get a warning on Reagan for being too close.
Small,
the problem is he can't back
up.
Well, he can't back up, and so Reagan has to give him 3 feet. Now they inbound to Nikichuk. Nikichuk starts to drive, backs down Mikey, now turns, 17-footer, no good. Gavin high for the rebound, gets it ahead to Meeker. Meeker pushes hard up the middle of the floor, swings it, left corner, Bell for three. Good! Brant Bell! We talked about looking for shooters, Ron.
He is.
He
it.
Can shoot.
He's the one kid.
That is his game is shooting
nothing
threes.
Else right now,
but
he can shoot.
If you need a shooter, right?
Yep.
It's there. 56-14 Warriors, under a minute to go now. They feed the middle, knocked away.
Oof,
in the corner, Nikichuk with it. Gets it under Ruffner. Now to Avery on top. Works to the right angle, steps back, 24-footer, no good. Watson with a rebound.
Oh.
And he lost it. He was trying to get it to Meeker. Meeker was coming back to him. Ruffner throws it up, no good. Watson with another rebound. This time he feeds it over to Mather. How many rebounds for Gavin?
11.
Wow. Bell, another three-pointer. This one's short. Rebound, Ruffner went to the floor, passed it off to Avery. Bell, heat check there. Quick trigger from the three-point range. He's two out of three now.
He has the green light, I can tell you.
Especially in this game, 56-14. Yeah. Avery for three. Oh. Banks it in. Well, I guess we'll give it to him. 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. Bell,
he wants
left
to shoot
angle,
it.
Swings it to Mather. Mather,
here it is.
Watson for three. Banks it in! Gavin Watson! Mama liked that one. Watson with 11.
Ball game, Watson.
As we go to the fourth quarter, 59-17.
Wow. 11 rebounds. I mean,
11 points on 11 rebounds.
Not very many minutes either, man.
No, but that's what we talked about. All right, we'll be right back, and we'll talk some more about it on KOIC McMinnville. Warrior basketball from Scio High School, where the Warrior boys lead the Loggers 59-17. Only 14 fouls on the Warriors in the second half, one on the Loggers. On the floor for the Warriors, Dylan Anderson, J.J. Howard, Brant Bell, George Meeker, Mike Mather. Warriors that quarter outscoring them 23-8. Ruffner up on top. They run a little weave. Not very well. McIntyre looking to shoot. Drives instead. J.J. with a block.
Oh,
couldn't come down with a rebound. Good block by J.J. That's twice they've tried to challenge his length on that left side. He's like, bring it on. I got you.
Uh-oh.
Bounce pass in the corner. McIntyre, J.J. on it. Man-to-man defense for the Warriors. Ruffner working on Meeker. Trying to go down low to Zybert. Instead, hands off to McIntyre. 22-footer right off the hands of Nick Chuckin out of bounds. Warriors ball. Let's see if Brant can jack up another three here.
He'll
get some more up.
Yeah.
One thing you can be certain of, he will get some more threes up. Mather walks it up the floor here in the fourth quarter. Works to the right angle. Gonna gets a screen from J.J.
Boom.
Find J.J. on the back side.
Oh, what's that?
Made that shot a lot tougher than it had to be.
That was a lay-in.
He had a right-hand lay-in. Nobody on him decides to reverse lay-in that thing up and in. He got it. But good pass by Dylan Anderson, finding him on the diagonal.
Grandpa's nightmare.
Again, good passing, making life easy.
There it is.
There's a ball knocked away. J.J. comes up with it, takes it in, lays up with the left hand and in. He's got 12. That's his high for the year, I think.
The whole difference tonight is you're seeing some of his athletic ability. I mean, he can run.
He's getting out and moving. There's a steal by Mather.
Uh-oh.
Ball tipped away. Zybert gets it, trying to get it ahead to Meeker there. Zybert from the elbow. Timeout taken.
Coach.
By the Loggers.
He's totally quit now. The rest of JV kids are coming in. And here comes Keon.
Yes, Cybernagel's gonna come in. Silbernagel.
Yes, it's Silbernagel.
Silbernagel.
That's an old Scio name.
Really?
Yeah. There's an old song.
It is, bringing back some memories here.
Who is it?
Elton John. Right?
Yeah, or is it Benny and the Jets?
Yeah, it's Elton John.
Yeah,
yeah. All right, 63-17 here in the fourth quarter. I'm not quite as old as you, Ron.
That song? No.
That was what? I don't know.
High school.
78? Was it that far back?
It probably was.
Maybe college.
College.
Yeah. I know it's from the 70s sometime. All right, here we go.
They don't know who they're guarding. They trained the whole team.
Yeah, you gotta identify anybody here. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Just find somebody. 5-on-5. Dallas Wolf into the game. Keon Vrell in along with Anderson, Howard, and Bell.
Having to
tell him again. And they're not warning him. He's just instructing him, I think, that you have to stay back on this floor. They lob in. Get it to, I don't know, that person. Number 11 is Bohm. I wonder if he's related to Aaron Bohm. So that name's a weird name. Like, you don't see this name around. Bohmie, right?
Yep.
Aaron Bohmie was the quarterback at Linfield and now is their quarterback coach there. 6'5". This kid's not 6'5", but he's got to be related with that name.
There
Bell for three. Misses this one. Bohmie with the rebound. Gets it to, this is killing me, Meadows.
The score is 63-17. I don't think it matters.
I know. I hate being wrong, though. Zosel with it. Zosel works right. Leaves it for that guy you said you knew. Silbernagel. Ball's loose. Vrell tips it. Anderson with it. Anderson pushes ahead to Wolf. A little strong. Wolf with good chase down. Traveled.
Out of bounds.
Either traveled or he was out. It one of the two. Because he shuffled the feet. Good hustle by Dallas. There's not a lot of room. You don't want to go too far out of bounds anyway. You get hurt. There's a door right there. Big door frame.
clock running.
Really, in today's world, this is a dangerous gym.
Yeah,
the way people fly around.
They need a new one out here.
They got a door there.
The stage is really close with no pads on it.
Yeah,
it's an old school gym from the 50s.
Size kids are bigger, faster.
Yeah. Basketball is a different sport than it was.
Yeah.
Silbernagel hands off to Bain. Bamey drives, picks up his dribble, knocked away. Silbernagel with it on the baseline. They trap him, and he's fouled, I think. That's what they're going to call. No, they're just going to say he's out of bounds off of Anderson.
Well, we're running clock.
Yeah, so. 4.5 minutes to go. Fanny Dyer in, JJ out. JJ's like, leave me in, coach. There's more lay-ins to be had. I can get more lay-ins if you leave me in. I can get 20 tonight. He's got 12. Good game for JJ.
And all of them from about 1 foot.
Yep. He did what he was supposed to do. That's what you should get against a team that doesn't have an interior presence, and they don't have one. Down low. Up, fouled by Bell, is number 24, DeWild. Doesn't matter. The clock's going to keep running.
Let's see if they do the clock.
Keep that sucker running.
Right now, shut it down. Yeah. Once they report the number, then you shut it down until the guy shoots. But you let it run until they give you the number.
Hmm. Ron with clock operator inside information.
And it seems like this year they're uniform. Last year they did, but every ref has told me the same thing.
DeWild misses the first. One more coming for the senior. Gets the second one. First point of the game for him. Warriors with the ball. Under 4 minutes to go. Vrell to Bell.
First time Vrell's played in a month.
Dyer back out to Bell. Fakes the three. Trying to run the offense. Bad pass there, but he gets it back. Dyer fouled. And then
he's
fouled again.
Too. No, maybe not.
He might have taken a knee to the thigh. Foul was before the shot. So it'll be Warriors ball out of bounds. Just the third team foul on
Vrell. Had some illness issues and has come back. He's lost about 10 or 15 pounds.
And we're going to get a foul on Bell or on Meadows. Bell. Running over Meadows. He's like, we just caught feet. We just tripped up a little bit, coach.
Is that his fifth foul? Or 12th foul score?
Fourth foul for Bell. Fifth on the Warriors. There's a drive on the right side. Hangs, misses. Dyer with the rebound. Bell pushes ahead to Anderson on the left wing. To Dyer in the high post. Drives, foul. He'll go to the line to shoot two. 245, 240.
Right now he'll stop it.
239 left to go. Dyer to the line to shoot two. Dyer, is he a junior?
Yes.
He is a junior. I like how they list him at 6'5".
Good looking. we don't put heights on our guys.
We are now.
That's new.
Yeah.
How tall is JJ?
JJ is apparently 6'5 also.
Oh, not even. How tall is Reagan? He's got to be 6'6".
He's got him at 6'4".
Reagan's the tallest one on the team.
He is. And he's a legit 6'4", but 6'5 out of Dyer and JJ. They're having fun with that.
They're about 6'3".
I think they let the players pick their heights. That's what I would say.
Well, it's the first time they've had heights in the program for Amity for about 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Everybody else had them, but we never did have the heights.
Little runner on the left side by Meadows. Missed. Ball loose. Picked up by Silbernagel. Misses the shot. Vrell with the rebound. Vrell pushed. A couple minutes to go in the game. Meadows with the push. Just a freshman kid. Tough to build a program out here in Sio. Not a big school, and they've got a great wrestling program. There's some good athletes in their wrestling program.
Wait, and one gym with four teams. How do you get decent practice time? Or when do you practice?
It's brutal. You gotta have to do some mornings. Anderson down low, turns, fouled, no call. Wow, he got hacked there by Zozel. Meadows with it. A little hesitation out to Zozel, fakes the three, traveled, got away with it, hangs, shoots.
Offense.
Offensive foul. Dallas Wolf always takes that charge, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Nobody on the team better at getting his feet planted and taking that contact. Warriors basketball with a minute 20 to go. Girls basketball to follow this one. Got the little Title IX thing going, you know. You got to switch it halfway through.
One of the more ridiculous things I've heard. The girls hate it. High post. Dyer fouled on the drive. He'll go back to the line.
Could he let him
no,
shoot it?
Maybe not. No shot. Warriors ball out of bounds. Gotta be.
They want the clock to run.
Under a minute to go.
Which makes sense.
It does. Wolf will inbound. They box it up. Wolf in the corner. Bell for three. Oh. A little strong. Anderson alley-oops it in. Dylan Anderson with his first basket of the night. 40 seconds to go. Meadows drives. Cut off by Wolf, and they throw it away. Silbernagel chases it down over and back. He's winded already.
It's hot in here.
Silbernagel's tired, man. Has a lot of running back and forth for that guy. Looks like he might play line for him.
Sophomore? Freshman. What is he?
He's a junior.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Not a well-defined lineman.
Yeah, not much height.
No. Bell looks at the three, skips it over to Vrell. They're not going to take a shot. 8 seconds to go. That's going to be the final score, folks. 67-18. Warriors with an easy one like we thought. The girls' game will be even easier. But, hey, we'll bring it to you anyway because it's what we do. Final score, 67-18. Warriors will be right back with some final scoring totals for you on KLYC McMinnville. Okay, Warrior fans, some final scoring numbers for you here. The Warriors were led tonight. 11 points for Gavin Watson, Ron, and he also had
11 rebounds.
And a couple of block shots and a couple of steals, and I mean,
just havoc.
Exactly what we want to see out of him. Just active on both ends of the floor. Balanced scoring for the Warriors. We had 11 for him, 9 for Meeker, 12 for Howard, all lay-ins.
Thank you, Evan Berkey.
Yeah, Berkey and a couple other guys did a good job of getting the ball to the guy who's open. And then what do we got? 7 for Carton, 6 for Bell and a couple of threes, 4 for Clark, 4 for Grove, 2 each for Dyer and Mather and Anderson. I might have missed somebody in there. I don't know. Carton had 7.
It's good to see Clark and Nysa's kicking some rebounds too because Kobe hasn't gotten a lot of rebounds in his playing time.
He really hasn't, yeah.
And he got, I got him for 4 offensive rebounds, which, you know, he's under the hoop and he should take care of that. There's another game in there where he only had like 2 rebounds the whole ball game.
Yeah.
Big guy, if you're in the key, you're gonna get 4 or 5.
Alright, so we're gonna have girls basketball here in about 14 minutes. And, I don't know what else to say. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be uglier than the boys' game was. Sio does not have any basketball talent, really, and what we're going to do to them with our guard play is going to, it's going to be rude. So we're going to take a break for a little while, put some music on for you. And I'll probably do a little dead air here so I get a new recording for the broadcast. And we'll pop it back on with some music, and we'll see you in about 12 minutes. Maybe we might be back in 11 minutes. This is KLYC McMinnville. We'll be back in a minute.